Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A new study shows more than half of the children in war-ravaged South Sudan are currently not in school, the highest proportion of any country in the world. The United Nations Children's Fund said Tuesday that 51% of kids between the ages of 6 and 15 in South Sudan are not being educated. The country has endured more than 2 years of civil war that has killed tens of thousands and displaced more than 2 million people from their homes. Nearly half of the country's 11 million people are in need of humanitarian aid. During the six-week holiday season, nearly 1,800 South Africans were killed and 1,400 crashes on the country's roads. The transport minister said Tuesday that 1,755 deaths recorded from December 1st to January 11th, there was a 14% increase from last year. The transport ministry said more than 6,000 people were arrested for drunken driving. It said speeding, reckless driving, vehicles that were not roadworthy, and failure to use seatbelts were also causes of traffic deaths. Ghana's president defended Tuesday its decision to accept two Yemenis released from the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay and said criticism from Christian leaders that the men would endanger national security was misplaced. Mahmoud Umar Mohammed bin Atif and Khalid Mohammed Saleh al-Dubi were transferred to Ghana after being held for more than a decade in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. President John Mahama said the men posed no threat and would be monitored. President Barack Obama will give his State of the Union address this afternoon. This evening, VOA will carry live coverage of the president's speech beginning Wednesday at 2 hours Universal Time. He is expected to have an optimistic path about the U.S. This is VOA News.